Hey there, I'm Andrew Pulfer. I'm worship guy in the Edge as well as the Jordan, and it is my pleasure to be bringing you the Daily Dose today. And because I'm a worship guy, you're going to hear about worship this morning. So I want to encourage you to be open to what I have to share with you, and I hope it encourages you, and I hope it challenges you. So picture with me that you're in a restaurant. You're sitting there with your family and your friends, and as you're enjoying your meal, Happy Birthday begins to be sung throughout the restaurant, and you, being a good human being, begin to sing as well. And you may not even know who that person is that the song is being directed to, but you know the lyrics and you know how it goes, so you just sing along. And I think that's very similar to how our experience can be on the weekends. When we come into worship, we may know the songs, we may know the lyrics, but we don't necessarily know who the person is, the person of Jesus. He is the object of our worship, and I want to encourage you this morning to shift your perspective and to come in ready to sing for our King when you come in on the weekends. So open up with me to a verse in Matthew. Open your Bibles or open up your phones. I'm being inclusive. Everybody has their way they like to enjoy the Bible. So let's dive into Matthew 7:21. I'm going to start with a warning. I hope I don't freak you out. Don't shut me off yet. So this is Jesus. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So that is our warning. So what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? So this is Luke 10:27. And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all of your soul, all of your strength, and all of your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's what it means to love Jesus. And then let's look at Philippians 3:8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. So as we worship on the weekends, it isn't sing-along time. We're not just singing songs together. This isn't Happy Birthday. It isn't Kumbaya. We have a person that is the recipient of our worship. As we lift up these songs to Jesus, it is our duty to know who he is. And that is when he is most glorified. And so I encourage you that as we lift up these songs on the weekend, that you spend your days searching and knowing the person of Jesus. He is worth it. And when we sing together with that perspective, it is so much more powerful.